This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli military does claim to have found a 4-kilometer tunnel big enough to drive a car through, stretching from Gaza City to a crossing at the Israel border and used by U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas groups. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard.
Chief Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari showed reporters the exit point of the tunnel, located just 100 meters south of the checkpoint at Erez. The Erez crossing is one of the sites Hamas overran on October 7th, killing 1,200 Israelis and taking 240 others hostage. Generally, the tunnels shown to the media by the group or by the Israeli military after their discovery have been narrow and low, designed for single-file movement of gunmen on foot. The tunnel shown by Hagari had shafts plunging vertically downward that he said suggested it was part of a wider network.
Reuters, Lisa Bernard reporting. Russia and Ukraine have launched more than a dozen drones at each other's territory for a second straight day.
The Russian Defense Ministry says in a post on the messaging app Telegram, at least 35 Ukrainian drones were shot down overnight over three regions in southwestern Russia. Also on Sunday morning, Ukraine's Air Force said it shot down 20 Iranian-made Shahed drones launched overnight by Russian troops in southern and western Ukraine, as well as one X-59 cruise missile launched from the country's occupied south. Stepped-up drone attacks over the past month come as both sides are keen to show they aren't deadlocked as the war approaches the two-year mark. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea says that North Korea has fired a suspected long-range ballistic missile into the sea and a resumption of its weapons testing activities.
Monday's launch, the North's second weapons firing in less than a day, comes as North Korea vows retaliatory steps against the U.S. and South Korea's moves to boost their nuclear deterrence plans. South Korea's military says in a statement North Korea launched what appeared to be a long-range ballistic missile from its capital region Monday morning. South Korea also reported North Korea conducting a short-range ballistic missile test into the sea Sunday night. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
In the U.S., AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the practice of wearing a face mask has dropped so sharply that a nonprofit group that helped provide them is now ending its sales.
Even though COVID-19 is still rearing its ugly head, mask wearing is largely a thing of the past. Some people still put them on in crowded places like airports.
Baggage carousel 4, lower level.
But it's nothing like the mandated face coverings during the height of the pandemic. And now masks are harder to find. A sociologist at the University of Nevada, Reno, studied the thinking behind it and finds mask usage or resistance varies largely by region, political orientation, and cultural divisions. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A car crashed into a Secret Service vehicle attached to Joe Biden's motorcade on Sunday, with the security scare startling the U.S. president as he left his campaign headquarters in the state of Delaware after a loud bang caused by a sedan slammed into an SUV positioned in a nearby intersection about 130 feet from Biden. Security personnel rushed the president into a waiting vehicle, and he was whisked away from the building in downtown Wilmington. But the president and first lady are fine, according to a White House official. Chilean voters have now rejected a conservative constitution to replace the country's dictatorship-era charter, a little over a year after turning down the proposed leftist charter. Sunday's result underlines the deep division in the South American country and the inability of the political sectors to convey people's demands to changes made 4 years ago. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.